All right, anyway, this Shabbos is Parshat Shkalim. Parshat Shkalim is the first of four special Shabboses, which Chazal described, where in addition to the regular Kriyas HaTorah, the regular weekly portion, we read in the second Sefer Torah about a topic that relates to something, at this time of the year. So the first, the Arba Parshat, is Parshat Shkalim, where we read about the mitzvah giving a maksid a shekel, giving a half a shekel. It was Chazal learned out based on Sukkim that everybody had to give half a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash each year, and they would give it beginning in Adar, and it was due in Nisan, because in Nisan, as I'll teach us, you have to have the Truma Chadasha, it has to be from the new influx of money. You can't, for the Korbanot Tzibur, for the communal sacrifices, they have to have the new money. Then we have Parshat Zachor, is the second Shabbos, where we read about the mitzvah of destroying Amalek. Then we have Parshas Parah, where we read about the Parah Duma, the red heifer, and purifying ourselves before Pesach, and by extension, hoping that Hashem will purify us spiritually, will be Moshe Mashiach. And the fourth one is Parshat HaChodesh, where we read about the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which was given to Moshe Rabbeinu when he was in Egypt, and the Mekadesh, the first month, Nisan. So I want to talk for a few minutes about Parshat Shkalim. So there's Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank brings out in the Mikrei Kodesh, if we look at the different Mefarshim, the twist on Parshat Shkalim is not the same for each one. So he points out that Rashi says in the Gemara Masechet Megillah, he says, why did they lane Parshat Shkalim? So Rashi says, La'udiyah she'avyushik lehem v'adar. In other words, that from Rashi's mashma, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would read from Parshat Shkalim, and that would be the way that they would, part of the public notification. In other words, Bezdin is Makris, bring the Maksid HaShekel. Everybody goes to Shul, they hear reading about Maksid HaShekel, and they get the idea, they should give the Maksid HaShekel. And the Meiri also says that it seems to say the same way, Bachshavu Omer, Shosun HaShma Acheret, he created Parshat Shkalim. In other words, that is part of the public notification system. So based on that, so the reason we would read now would just be a zikaron to what they did then. Do you have it? So in other words, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, they're reading Parshat Shkalim, and that's just to notify everybody. And now we're reading now, we remember the way that they would read it then. That would be the first derech. The Levush learns differently, though. Levush learns, and the Mishnah brings down this way as well. He says, Va'anu mishalmin parim svatein b'krita parsha. We are, it's a pasuk, it says, and we fulfill the bulls of our obligation by speech. In other words, that through the kriya, we're trying to be yotzei the mitzvah of giving maaser shekel. That's a very different understanding of the kriya parshat shkalim, and has a lot of nafkaminas lahalacha. Okay, that's the second way of understanding. Now, the second way of understanding it doesn't necessarily undo the first way that they could have read it during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, during the time of Beis HaMikdash, they could have read it indeed, as part of the notification. But now we're reading it Neshama from Svatenu. But there's a tshuva from the Binyan Shlomo. The Binyan Shlomo is from Shlomo Cohen of Vilna. He was a dayan in Vilna, and his perish is in the back of the Gemara. He has a brother, Rabbi Tzalah HaKohen. So he quotes from his brother, and Rabbi Yitzchak Mirsky brings this down in his Sefer in Hegyoni Halacha. He wants to say that actually, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they never laned this. He wants to say they only began laning it when there was no Beis HaMikdash. So this is going punfakert. So he started off saying that they would lane it when the Beis HaMikdash stood, and there's a way to notify everybody. Then we switched over to Neshama from Svatenu. He's taking the other extreme, that they didn't even read it during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and that in Achinami, the whole Kriya is Dafka Neshama from Svatenu. So he quotes from his brother. His brother sees a remez, a hint in the Psukim, to these two Kriyas, or to the two methods of giving. It says twice in the Parsha, it says, you'll give Maksid Shekel, Latet Tru Hashem L'chaper Al Nafsho Teichem, and then Pasuk says again, so he says the first time is referring when you have a Beis HaMikdash. When you give the Beis HaMikdash exists, so you give a maksid a shekel, that'll be l'chaper al nafsho teichem. That's the way that it goes. In other words, you'll give it through mad Hashem l'chaper al nafsho teichem. The second is v'yalav neis l'zikaron l'pnei Hashem l'chaper al nafsho teichem. There is no Beis HaMikdash, so these maksid a shekel will be l'zikaron l'pnei Hashem. In other words, they'll be in a shemim for him svatenu. That's the way he wants to take it. Now the big nafkamina l'halacha is if we will say the second way, that it's a din in Unashema from Svatenu, so then we're trying to fulfill our obligation by hearing Parshat Shkalim. So when I'm coming to hear Parshat Shkalim, So only a mechuyev davar could be motzi me my obligation, right? So if, in other words, if somebody's not obligated in something, they can't be motzi me for that mitzvah. So now the person who is laning would have to be mechuyev in machzor shekel. So you say, well, geez, not so hard, right? Everybody's chayev in machzor shekel. But there's a machloka, you know, rishonim, who's chayev in machzor shekel. So some rishonim hold that it's only a person who's, some rishonim hold a bar mitzvah is mechuyev in machzor shekel. That's, one second, I have it here. 1 minute. Yeah, the Rambam and the Ramban, they hold that a 13-year-old is chayv machzor shekel. But, and the reason they hold that, even though the pasuk seems to say mufurash that you have to be 20, but that's just for trumas hadanim. That's from a different contribution. That's giving the sakets in the mishkan. So, but machzor shekel, when you're 13, you're chayv in it. But then there's a whole group of rishonim, the Sefer Achinuch, the Rukeach HaGadol, the Gra, the Bar Tanura, those last two are Achronim, but they hold that it's only a 20-year-old is Chayav in Machzor HaShekel, only a 20-year-old. So if I say that Derech, and I say it's the Nishma Farim Sfatenu, then it should come out that I should need a 20-year-old to lay in Parshat Shkalim, the Chor, that would be the way it would go. Now,
not if you say it's Shamei Kaona, he could still be Motzi in the Pesukim.
No.
No.
You're messing up on that. In other words, Shemei Ona means like I'm saying, but only if he's a mechuyev b'davar. In other words, if he's not mechuyev b'davar, in other words, let's say I have a 10-year-old recite Kiddush.
No, but a 10-year-old.
Let's say I have a 10-year-old Friday night recite Kiddush. So Shomei Kona, right? It's like I said it, but it doesn't work because he's not a Mechuyev in Kiddush.
Right.
So the same thing here.
No, but a 15-year-old say can read from the Torah.
Yeah, but what is he being motzi me? In other words, if the underlying obligation is to give the machzor shekel, so he can't do it. So that would come out that you need a 20-year-old lechora. Now, if I say the other side, so I need a 13-year-old to lane. Now, the Shlomo Cohen of Vilna, he has a little bit of a chiddush. He wants to say if you go with the tzad that it has to be a 13-year-old, he wants to say, let's say a boy will become bar mitzvah after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He wants to say a boy like that could lane, and I didn't say right, let's say a boy will become bar mitzvah before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Let's say he'll have his bar mitzvah, let's say, the 25th of Adar. So this Shabbos is not even Adar yet. He wants to say a boy like that could lane, because he will be at Bar Chiyuva by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when you have to give the money for the Beis HaMikdash. So he wants to say, let's say you have the boy, he's almost bar mitzvah, but if you say that it's a bar mitzvah age, so he'll be a bar chiyuva by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So he's part of that obligation to give the machzor shekel this year, midoraisa. So he wants to say that he could be yotzei that way. All right. Anyway, just some ha'arot. So so to do the optimum way, you know, if the Baal Kori has in mind to be motzi the people and you have in mind to fill a mitzvah, that would be the best way to do the mitzvah. But that's the idea with machzor shekel. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I said? Okay, that's it. Rabbi Chanan Machashon, it's about Celsius, it's about Celsius, it's about